last line of Samachem and Aleph. Says an additional keeper. And the Mishnah made, so the Mishnah said that in regards to items of clothing, he has to give her a kippah, he has to give her a chagur, shoes from Moyad to Moyad, and Kalim, every year, new set of clothing, which is given to her beginning of the winter. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. So the Haitana, so it's using, it's the more is using an idiom, I guess, but Shliach Artiloi Barome Misani, do you want the person to stand without any clothing, send them out unclothed, which as long as they have shoes. I mean, so why are shoes more problem required? We want them every Yom Tov, you need new shoes, but clothing is only once a year. So, like, so you're willing to have the person have new clothing, but new shoes, but no clothing. Amalei Tana v'makom horim koi l'sagi v'lo tzlosa zugi misani. They're living in a place where the shoes wear out very quickly. The mountainous area, so wears out the shoes. Whereas the other clothing do not need to be replaced as often. So they're good enough once a year. So the three pairs of the shoes three times a year is going to be anyway. The Mishnah is coming along and telling me that once you're doing it already, you might as well do it. You might as well give it for Yom Tov already. If you have to give new sets of pairs of shoes anyway, might as well do it for Yom Tov. So Rashi, Haitano Shliach Artiloi Barami Misani. Mufshet V'orim. The person has been, the clothing has been removed. V'orim, and they're uncovered. Shein L'chalifis Begazim Elim Mishana L'shana. They only have new clothing once a year. But Umanol Kamar Mimoya L'moyed. Okay. V'shar Begazim L'sach L'moyed. So why is it that we're worried about the shoes every moyed, and not the clothing? Okay, Rashi says that the word v'hifshit is mitargaminon v'yishlach. It says when you the Aramaic word for flaying the skin, taking off the skin of the animal, is v'yishlach. So saying over here, we're going to take off the person's clothing, taking off the layer of clothing, use the lashon of shaliach. Okay, v'kelim shel chamishim zuz. Some rabbi chamishim zuz pshiti. We say over here zuz, we don't mean as again the coinage of tsuri. We mean the coinage of medina, which is only 1/8 of the coinage of tsuri. Mimai. How do I know that? So that's referred to as the zuz over here is referring to pshiti, the simple one, the very basic one, zuz medini, medina, not the zuz suri. Mitzad medam amurim ba'ani shabi yisrael, abu mechubed hakol lefi chvaydoi. Vishachodat chamishim zuz mamish, ani chamishim zuz menolei, alashmamino chamishim zuz is pshiti. As the Mishnah says, that this number is the number which we're giving you for the Ani. An Ani, average Ani, doesn't have 50 zoos to spend on clothing. Zakrashi, Zuzi Pshiti, Zuzi Medina, Shehem Shminis, Shebezuzi Tsuri. They're 1/8 of the Zuzi Tsuri. Kol Kesa Medina, Echad Mishmana, Bekesa Tsuri. So the same way we said before that a Sela Medina is 1/8 of a Sela Suri, so similarly the Zuz is 1/8, Zuz Medina is 1/8 of a Zuz Suri. and 4 zoos in a cello. Vein loisin ala chodoshim uchulu. And the Mishnah said, if he gives her the more kesef for tzarcha, if he doesn't give her the more kesef, then the ma'asi yedea go to her. So the more turn about a moisa mezonis lebal moisa blows liisha. That if he provides mezonis for the woman and she doesn't use them, she's a person who doesn't eat that much, so he doesn't have to provide as much. But the leftover, the clothing which wears out, she gets to keep. So verse says, "Moshe blows the isha lama lo. Why does she need them? Amar Rachava, she miskasa behind b'mendi dosa. When she's in need, she doesn't want to use her regular clothing. Keshal tiskan al bala. That's so when she's in the, during the time of tahara, clothing which has had on it stains from the need, she doesn't want to present herself to her husband in such clothing." Okay. Amar Abaya, Naktina, we have a Masara that Moshe blows Almana is Liarshup. But a case where the Almana, we also have to supply her with her needs. But the Moshe blows by the Almana, she does not get to keep. Hasim who Dulatiskana Bape. So by the case of the husband, she has an argument that she wants to keep them because she needs them and she shouldn't might be uncomfortable with her husband. Hacha, tiskani b'tiskani, that they have no responsibility to make sure that she's not miskana, so she'll be miskana. Elamai, what? When she wants to go out and meet with another man to remarry, that's not their responsibility. And if they want to supply it, they can supply it, but that's not the responsibility. So, Rashi, Moshe Mizoyna is Kan Isha Shemizoyna Samur Mimisha Seno Oitfin Law Shena Rav Sonis. It's a woman that the items mentioned in the Mishnah too much for her. Moshe blows go to the woman Shlotis Kan Albala Bimeta Rosa. She shouldn't be, the husband should not find her repulsive during the days of Tahara, but Lavesh begotten Mishlovsha Bimei Nidus, wearing clothing that she wore when she was in Nida. The Moshe Blos Almana, the Moshe Blos woman who's a widow, Hanizonis Minisa Yosemim, which is being supported from the estate of the Yosemim. Valei leads in law, Kalem Shachamishim Zuz Mishana Lashana. They also have to supply her with this clothing. But they get the blows, the worn out clothing they get back. But there's no more cashes. The Mishnah said, "Chelisim mo mileli Shabbos mileli Shabbos." Some more says, "Mayo chelis." Reb Nachman Amar chelis mamish that they part of his, even though he's the whole week, he sends her food through this third party. Friday nights they eat together. Rav Ashi Yomer, it's a euphemistic way of saying Tashmish. So Tanan, Ochelis Yomer Lele Shabbos Bishlam Lamandam Rechilo Hanel Tani Ochelis. So we understand why the language of Ochelis is used. El Lamandam Tashmish. My Ochelis, why do we use the language of Ochelis? Am I Nokad Ochelis? The Bach says. So we're going to listen to Ma'alya. We're using it in a clean type of language. So the pasuk in Mishlei uses a mashal to refer to a maisa tashish of a woman of loose morals that she eats, and she wipes her mouth and she says it didn't do anything wrong. So and there it's referring to tashmish. Okay, the meals include the achila includes Leil Shabbos and the day of Shabbos. So we're talking about meals. You can discuss Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal. Elamon Damer Tashmish. So Tashmish Shabbos Miika of Amar Rav Huna Yisok Kedoshim Hain Be Mesham Shemitu Sein Be Yoyim. So there's the, so what way is there they're not supposed to be Mishamash B'yom? They said that he should be with her by day. So more answers. Ha'omer Rava Mabayis Ofel is Mutter. Rava said back, but if it's a house which is dark, it's permitted. Okay. In Hoysa Manika, then the Mishnah said that if she's a Manika, we expect less work from her, and we have to give her more mazonas. Dara Shabi Ula.
It's interesting, they say Manika, they don't say, bring up whether she was pregnant. You know, that would also seem to...
Right.
To need more calories.
Right. I'm not sure. There should be Ula Rabba, a picture of the Benesia. I'll be Shomer Ein Adam Zon as one of his Ubenois of Kshem Ketanim. I was Zon Ketanim Ketanim. He doesn't have a key of support in the children, but young children he does. Ad Kamo, Ad Ben Sheish, up to the age of 6 years old. Kiravasi, Damravasi, Katan Ben Sheish, Yotzeb Erev Imoy. So, in the case where they made a Erubit Tchumen, so a child up to the age of 6 is included in whatever direction the mother made the Erev, that's where the child goes as well. So Morris says, "Mamai, so where do you see that there's a responsibility of the father to support them based on that over there? So since he follows with the mother, so isn't it Lamishum the boy Lamechel Bado? The child needs to eat with the mother." I skipped the line. "Mamai, Mekdani Hoysa Minika, Peshalom Mamai Siyadel." So we add on to the mazonos. My time, it's not the mother needs more, it's that we have to feed the child. And therefore, so we see that the child is dependent on the mother. The Mor says, no, maybe this over here was specifically since she was not well. The Mor says, he came, listen, he was not. What does it mean? She was a manika. The main, according to you saying, because she was a chayla. But then mahal kamashul and this time manika is chaylas dinu. Okay. So Morris says, no, you can't. It's not conclusive, based on what we're saying over here, because you could tell me that the time manika is a chaylas, and that's why she needs more food, but not because she has to feed the child, food, to the child. So the Mor doesn't. We have Rav Asi's statement, but the Mor is saying, the Mor is not proving it based on our Mishnah. Itmar. So with the Gerson of the Bach is Mahu Moisif Law. Amar Bishul Ben Levi Moisimar Law Yayin. Shay Yayin Yofa Lecholov. So the Hisafa is. In the drinking. Drinking is good, or specifically wine, but drinking is important. She has mashka, the drink, for the mashka which has nutrients in it, to be able to drink, to produce more milk. If the mother made a Arab in one direction, the father made an Arab in the other direction, malichosa etzlop. So she takes her with him. She takes him with her. The father can't take him. Since he needs the mother, so she goes. He goes with the mother. Alma ad sheish tzorach siyua me'imoy. Shem Shabal Zon Oiso Kach Zon Oiso Imo. So if the mother is going to have to be taking care of him, so the same way he has the father's responsibility to take care of the mother, the father's responsibility to take care of the child as well.
What about nowadays?
The actual shear in halacha doesn't change, but the poskim deal with the fact that if you're living in a place where dina mechuzadina requires you to support, so that would also then fall the responsibility that halacha would recognize. Okay, hadulach afal pi, so the Mishnah. Metzia so isha, one has finds a metzia or and her maisi yadayim labala. Okay, yerushasa, if she gets something as a yerusha, so it belongs to her. It wasn't something which was arranged as nechsei son barzel. It wasn't. They didn't make a shuma on it at the time of the chasna. So anything which comes into the marriage is automatically considered next to Malug. So therefore, who oichel peres bechayeha, so it belongs to her. If she dies, he'll be yarish her. But meanwhile, he has a right to peres. Boishto pagoma is shalom. If somebody is, there's a case of nezik, and the nezik includes within the case of boishes. So the pagam is the nezik, and the bushes, both of those belong to her. Which means it does not even have a din nechsei malug, which the Baal has the right to the peiros. Rehuda ben Beseira Omer bizman shebeseser, that the husband is affected by it as well, so part of the compensation has to go to the husband. So we divide it up. If it's a maka, which is beseser, we divide it in thirds. She gets two thirds and he gets one third. With Mansha Begolui, it's lo shtei chalokim below echad. He takes two thirds of the payment and she only takes one third. Shalo yunosim miyad. So his is paid directly. Vishalo. Yilkach behen karka b'oichel peres. So she doesn't get to consume it. It becomes nisim malug. Shimon Gamliel says, or Shimon Yehuda Maseira says, and therefore we have to put into something which will produce peres, because he has a right. He has a schus to the peres. So what do? We buy something which will produce peres karka, and then he gets the peres from it. Rashi and Tisa Isha, Rishasa Ibn Dafel Lo Yerusha. If she received the Yerusha, who Echol Peres Bechayel Mekaren Shalom. Okay. Fine.
The other items from Nezek will be discussed later. Shevet Rikui.
Yeah. It's not over here. One second. Where was that? I'm not remembering. There's the argument is that Shevis belongs to the husband because the Maishi Daim belongs to the husband. Mm-hmm. And Ripui, the husband's Chayv and Ripui, so the damage is directly to the husband. The Shaila is Nezek and Boishis. Where is that? Is that Mishraim? Is it Gomorrah? I don't remember.
talked about that.
No, Pagam means Nesek.
No, Pagam means Nesek.
Yeah.
So there's five, you know?
There's Sar, right? The other one is Sar. I remember the Gemara as the Rishonim. I don't remember. Okay. Lishna Chrino, Vimesa Bechayov is Yarsha. They had a different. Tzizisha Mesidel Labala, but Yerushalsa, and her Yerushalsa goes to the. Goes. If she dies b'chayav, he's Yerusha. Okay. Then from that pshat, whoever perishes b'chayav is like a new thought. Which I think why I'm not comfortable 100% how that would read in the Mishnah. Zech Rashi, pagam nezek chabola im yechablu ba, somebody damages her. See, the nezek goes to the is so the loch is they belong to her. Yehudim Beserah says they divide it up. The Zemanshur is a goli shabosah shaloi. See, he has to see it and he's embarrassed. Other people see it. Why sheni messes a love v'husayvul, and it affects his relationship with her. So he's forced to. Live with this disfigured woman, so he has to be compensated. And then her property is Ilben Karka. Shezek Kishar Nachosim and Nachlim Law Kishem Tuluyim. Shein Tuluyim. So it's like other property which comes into her possession, which is waiting to see if she dies first. He will then be Yerush totally, and meanwhile belongs to her. So what do? So you have to buy karka, and he is the Paris Bechayav, but Karen Shalom, which means if your Gershana Ayamas, if he dies or divorces her, she takes the Karen with her. Vim Thomas, he is Yarisha. But if she dies first, he's Yarisha, because the Karen, the Rashi's point over here is that her owning the Karen has no ramifications for the moment. He gets all the payers, so what are the ramifications? The ramifications are what will happen in the future. That's the ramifications. We say it still belongs to her, therefore that means if he divorces her, as opposed to just taking ownership, or he divorces her, or he dies first, she takes the item and leaves. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, my Kamash Mulan. Tanita, what's the chiddush over here? We already said before. The father has the rights for the kedushin of the daughter. So the father has the rights to her mitziyah. And the father accepts the get for her. The father has no schus in the property of the daughter. And he says, if she marries, yes, or the babal, shuach paris bechayav. So the husband does get paris, but meanwhile, everything else the Mishnah said, the husband is equal to the father. So kedushin is obviously not relevant. He can't marry her off, but he gets the rights to her matzias and her matziadayim. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Boish shapagama itzu chalei. The Kiddush is the Machlokes in the safe of the Mishnah. Okay. Seen as a Grashi Perek Nahara, Yesel Babal. Alma Baal is Zakai Bikul, and the father, the husband gets the same rights as the father. So where it says, the Kiddush is the Machlokes of Yehudim, the Seir and the Baal. Okay.